Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Chris Miles here, cash flow expert and the financial advocate from the entrepreneur. So excited to be here with you today because we've got a fun topic for you. Hey, I just want to remind you again, check out our website. Go visit us at MoneyRipples.com. Check out the blogs. We've got other podcasts we've got here, both on iTunes as well as online. But check us out and definitely learn more. Keep taking all the value you could possibly get from us for free, especially. So I want to talk to you today about a topic, which is how to retire in less than 10 years. Now, this is a one I think is kind of fun because I don't believe I've done this one before. So I thought it would be kind of fun to do this. I want to kind of give you some background on this because I was actually able to retire when I was 28 years old, and it completely shocked me how it worked. And in fact, I was able to do it in a matter of months versus years. But this is somewhere I know there's different circumstances, there's different situations. I want to give you plenty of leeway here. Some of you could do this in months. Some of you could take this a lot of years to do this. And if you don't apply the right principles, you could never make this work. So I want to give you really the way that I was able to do it and the way I've been able to help other people do it, including some of my clients. So how are you going to retire in less than 10 years? The first thing I want to start off with is let me tell you what doesn't work. About 13 years ago, I started out as a financial advisor, and I went into that profession because I knew if I could just help even my father, even somebody be able to retire and have 1 year of their life back, not believe they're going to have to work until they die, I figured that would be the way to do it. Because I had to learn what the professionals knew. I wanted to be the one that had that financial savvy, right? And as I was in that for 4 years, I realized pretty quickly, especially as a friend pointed it out to me, that really no one – financial advisors included, as well as their clients, are not retiring with financial freedom. Now, they might be able to retire, but they don't feel financially free. They don't feel safe. They don't feel like it's a guarantee necessarily. And I found out that very quickly it wasn't working. My personal goal as a financial advisor is I was trying to do it through the business, not through the investments per se. Well, a little bit through the investments, but more through the business. So my whole focus was trying to accumulate and save as much money as possible to then one day live off the interest and retire. My hope was that by the time I was age 40, that I would accumulate enough money, maybe $2 or $3 million, and then live off the interest. And I thought that would be so awesome if I could have a couple million dollars in savings, right? Now, if you really look at what it requires to even get a couple million dollars in savings, it's not an easy feat. I mean, most people have to save thousands of dollars every month, even to do that within a matter of 20 to 30 years. It's not easy to do. It takes even for 40 years, it takes several hundred dollars a month to even hit that point. And by the time you hit that, what's the inflation going to make it look like, right? And so I thought, man, if I could have even $2 or $3 million, live off the interest, say I lived off 4 or 5%, man, I'd be making it. But the reality, if you had $2 million, now financial advisors are saying that you would have to live off maybe 2 or 3%, meaning that even with $2 million, you would maybe be able to pull off $40,000 to $60,000 a year so that you wouldn't run out of money. So you became a millionaire to then live in poverty or just above the poverty line, right? That does seem kind of twisted to me. But that's what I thought. I thought, man, if I could just save up enough money and just work my tail off of my business, sacrifice my time with my family and everything possible, then I would be able to retire. And I know I'm not the only one that thought that either. And I'm here to tell you that that is a long, slow way to do it. It's possible. Yes, but it's going to take a lot more work and a lot more effort than the other way I'm going to teach you. And so the mindset you have to reverse this around, because it really takes a very different mindset. Beginning of 2006, I started to realize that maybe financial advising wasn't the best advice out there. It wasn't going to give you the best results. And I realized this when I was trying to retire my father. I realized that, man, like if I did all the stuff that my company would recommend, and even like most of the financial industry would recommend, he would be lucky to barely pull off anything, but he would have to hope he would die sooner than later. He wouldn't be able to retire for very many years because he'd only accumulated a certain amount of money that really wouldn't give him a lot to live off of. So I thought, man, there's got to be another answer. And I remember I actually came in contact with people that were millionaires. And a lot were offering education, much like I do today. They even have their own radio show. And I realized they taught not just a different something different, but the exact opposite. And they started talking about different things, and they talked about cash flow, and they talked about this and that. Some things that I teach, but they talked a lot more about principles. They talked even more about politics and things like that. And so as I start to apply the things that I learned from them, see, I actually left in March of 06. I quit being a financial advisor. I said I'll never do it again. But by applying what they had taught, by July of 2006, so just 4 months later, I was able to retire. By the way, I only had about $2,000 in my savings account. That's it. And I want you to understand that it's not about accumulation. Everybody is trying to teach you. I mean, every financial advisor, every financial expert essentially is teaching the same thing that financial institutions have taught them to teach you, which is what's in their best interest, not yours. They're teaching you what's in the best interest of the bank and the financial institutions. They want you to keep your money with them forever because they're applying these same principles and you're not. They're teaching you not to apply these principles. And so you're taught to accumulate money. You're taught a theory of accumulation. However, I would actually challenge you to actually apply the rules of acceleration. See, the theory of accumulation tells you to save up money, then live off the interest or live less than the interest, because the banks and the financial institutions want to keep all of your money in their possession and in their power as much as possible to then go and accelerate it. See, the banks are already accelerating your money. They're trying to take your money and use it to make more money, right? They have no fear of using your money, even though it's not their money. They're borrowing it from you at an interest rate to then turn around and use it to make more money. Now, you don't have to act exactly like the bank, but the principles that they use are very similar. So let's talk about just three of these principles, just to keep it very simple. And we can go on this for a while. I know in my seminars and whatnot, I do talk about this more in depth. But I want to give you some real simple ways to be able to reverse this thinking and ways to actually retire in the next 10 years. So when it comes to the acceleration versus accumulation, I already mentioned this before. But number one is do the opposite. Do the opposite. If you actually believe that you can accumulate your way to wealth, it's going to be a very painful road, and you'll be lucky to even see that happen. You'll most likely have to do what everybody else has done lately in the last few decades, which is settle for less. They settle for less than they thought they would get. And this is especially becoming more true of the baby boomers who have been exposed to financial advice for a long time, told how much they're supposed to save, like 10% or a few hundred bucks a month to become a millionaire, things like that, and it's not working. Hasn't worked, and it will continue not to work, because they're based on faulty assumptions of interest rates and inflation and things like that. It's all wrong, okay? It's not working. So do the opposite. You have a better chance of being successful if you do the opposite of what hasn't worked for people already, right? So do the opposite. So what do I mean by that? I mean, for example, like when people say you should just save for the long haul, start to ask yourself, well, what can I do to create wealth today? Or for example, here's another one. You know, they talk about it's about accumulation and compound interest. No, it's about acceleration and cash flow. That's the key. And in fact, I want to tell you that what happened with me, the reason I was able to retire is because I didn't focus on accumulation. I started focusing on acceleration and cash flow. So, for example, what I did personally is I was able to be really good at connecting business owners with potential clients, people that needed their help, and business owners that were looking for those people that needed their help. And people just ask me, they say, hey, Chris, do you know someone who does blank? And because you know I have this weird storage of information in my head that's a ton of information to keep up there, I'd say, yeah, I actually know somebody, and they're really good. You should talk to them. And so they would, and then I would get paid a referral fee from the business owner. And so I was really good at connecting people and getting paid a lot of money for very little time because of connections, by creating these affiliate-type relationships or these referral-type of relationships, where I was creating a win-win-win transaction. Win for the business owner, win for the person I referred them to, or the person that was referred to them, and then win for me because I was able to get a benefit from that as well as being the connector between them. So So I was really good at connecting people together. And so for me, I realized it didn't take much. It was all about the cash flow. How can I get a stream of income coming in that would then replace what I would need or be able to pay more than my expenses every month? And that was the focus. And so I was able to do that. And after a few short months, I was making between $4,000 and $5,000 a month just by passing referrals on, not really doing a lot of the legwork. I was letting the business owners do the work while I just made the connections. Very valuable for the business owners especially, and valuable for the people they were referred to as potential clients or customers. And they were all happy. And I became happy as well. Awesome, awesome way to do it. Now, that's just one way of many. But I had to think the opposite. I had to realize that everything I thought was true wasn't. And I would pose this question to you as well. If something you thought was true really wasn't, how soon would you want to know about it? Hopefully as soon as possible, right? So that was a big thing. It's just doing the opposite, thinking opposite. I don't look at debt the same way anymore. I used to look at debt as something evil and I had to pay off as soon as possible. Now I look at it as something you have to respect. You don't use it like crazy. I don't gamble with it or anything like that. But it's something that's a tool. It can be used to be able to create more value. Something that you could use in business or investing, if it's done wisely, can be a huge source of leverage for a lot of people. So that's a big way to do it. So that's number one, is do the opposite. Look at the differences there. And of course, I've got plenty of podcasts that talk about these opposite type of philosophies and principles that do work, that create different results. Number two is look for systems. Look for ways of creating systems for that cash flow. You know, for example, my system was very casual, or it's, maybe not casual is the right word, but it was not a very complex system. It was a very simple system. It was pretty much me, and that was it. I've made a much more complex system with Money Ripples because I want to expand and make a bigger impact. But I could very easily just take on, just do a few things and next thing you know, make an easy, great, big income just because of that leverage. So systems is what you want to do to be able to create leverage. Now, these systems could be either through business. And if you're in business, I would prefer you actually go that route of focusing on your business. If you're someone who does not have a business, either one, you find a business that does have a great system, or two, you be able to do some sort of investing that can be safe and that can actually create some leverage. So I'll give you a few examples here. I had a client last year. They wanted to retire their husband. She's in direct sales, in a direct sales company, and he was working 60 hours a week at his business. And he really wanted out. He didn't want to have to keep working 60 hours a week. And they were making great money, living a great lifestyle. But the one thing they didn't like was the fact that he was still tied down to a job. And so they asked me, they said, Chris, hey, can you look over our stuff? Can we look at these things and see what it would take to get him to retire? And so we did. We looked it over. We had to get the numbers. It took a little while to get the numbers from them. Look at both the business and the personal numbers. Look at everything, how the money flows through from the business to their home. And next thing you know, we looked at it and I said, you know what? If we just make sure we're a little bit responsible here, here, and here, and do this, he can actually retire right now. The crazy thing is they had the ability the whole time, but they just were never looking at the numbers. And so it's very, very important to look at your numbers to know what's going on. And for them, it was able to create a system and make sure that system still ran and still worked in her business so that he could retire and start to work with her in her business. And they have since now, actually, I don't know the exact income yet. Well, okay, I do. It's several thousand dollars more a month than it was before. So they've actually now got to the point where they've pretty much replaced his income. So very exciting time. So you can do it in business. I've seen other people where they try to fire themselves from their business. They try to create things where it's more online, things that are more duplicatable, things that they can hire out a little bit more and be able to take more of a back seat. They still run things. They still manage it. It's not that they completely retire, because the honest truth is, if you love what you do, why would you retire from that? Now, if you are going to retire from anything, retire from the things that you hate. Retire from the things that you don't like. Retire from the tasks and the things that you don't like doing, and find other people that do like doing those things. And so find systems to create more leverage. I actually have a client who still works in his business, working just a half a day a week. That's his big focus. He'll go into the office and he'll work. He'll still manage it from outside, from home. But he'll come in the office just for half a day just to really kind of get his fix, because he loves what he does, but he just doesn't want to work full time. He makes $500,000 a year working a half day a week inside the business, rest time, a few hours a week outside of the business. That's pretty cool, right? Doesn't happen overnight for most people, but it can take time. It does take that eventual progress, step by step. Another person as well, I have somebody right now where they're on their way towards retirement. They actually did real estate investing. They've bought a few properties using their IRA money. They did it self-directed. And now they're actually netting over $1,200 a month. They're netting about $15,000 a year. Now, that's about one quarter of their current income or so. But they're well on their way. They've actually got some other properties that will sell off and make some pretty good cash here in the next 3 to 5 years. Plus, there's still more money in that IRA they haven't even used yet. They're just at the point where they're maxing out their credit and need ways to create more leverage. So they're actually on their way to where easily within 10 years they could retire. Piece of cake. Presuming they do everything right and things stay the same. Not to mention getting great tax advantages and everything else. They're actually getting really, probably closer to the benefit of at least $25,000 a year between building equity in their homes, be able to get tax advantages and everything else. Really awesome stuff. Love seeing that happen. So again, it's finding those systems of leverage, no matter where you are, whether it be in business or through investments, or especially wise, safe investments, that can definitely happen. And then the third thing is know your genius. What is your genius? This is something that I think is key because, as I mentioned, you don't want to be doing something that you hate. You want to do something that you're amazing at. I mentioned for me, I was really good at being able to create those connections, right? That was something I didn't know at the time. It just came naturally. But what are those things that come natural to you? What are those things that are really easy? For some people, they're really good at research, and they could do some things that way that really work. And that could work in business. That could work in investing. It could work in all ways. Some people are natural listeners. And I'll tell you, listening can be huge because if you can help people get what they want, you can get a lot of what you want too. And so really know your genius. Know what you're good at. Know what you're passionate about. And understand that. That's why I teach that in my course, Find Your Divine Genius. I want people to really get deeper understanding of who they are at the core and then apply that to be able to use in a way that people want to pay you. Because I'll tell you, the key to be able to retire faster is not just saving up a bunch of money. It's remembering that the core principle of being able to make more money, to earn money, is that dollars follow value you create for other people. Dollars follow perceivable value. See, if people value something, they want to exchange money for it to have it in their life because they'd rather have that in their life than not. So they're willing to exchange dollars for it. What do you have to offer that people are willing to exchange dollars for? And it could be something it takes so little time and effort. You don't have to trade time for money. You trade value for money. And so find ways to do that. And so as you really start to focus on this, is a big picture of how do you go and accelerate your wealth? How do you make it better, right? How do you go and do the opposite? How do you actually say, no, I'm not going to do what everybody recommends. I'm going to do the opposite of what they recommend. I'm going to start doing some things that Chris talks about here and see what happens. And you start to do the opposite. You start to create systems, whether it be in business or investing, wherever it might be, create systems to create more cash flow, not just accumulate money. Remember, it's the cash flow that you need to do. And it could take very, very little money to create that kind of cash flow. And in some cases, no money at all. So if you start to do things like that, whether you do that through business, like I mentioned, your own business, direct sales or network marketing, through investing, whatever it might be, there are ways to do that. And then when you start to tie that in with your genius and start to bring those things together, you'll notice it'll accelerate even faster. That is how you can retire in 10 years or less. And I'll tell you, however you define retirement, I'm just saying this is how you can do it, where you can be able to pay for your expenses doing very little work, doing leverage work, leverage effort. You're still providing value. It's not that you just sit on a beach and do nothing, but you're providing value and you're offering value in a way that people want to pay for it, however that best shows up. So that's how you're able to do it in 10 years or less. Again, we talk about that way more in depth in our events as well as the coaching and things like that. But at least this is a start to really get your brain moving, get your brain sort of creating ideas. Look for ways to do that yourself. This is Chris Miles here. I'm your cash flow expert and financial advocate for entrepreneurs signing off today. Join us next week as we come with more great value, more good stuff for you to be able to apply so you create real wealth in your life today, not 20 or 30 or 40 years from now, but right now, creating real value, really a life that you love, that you're able to do, where you can work in your life because you want to, not because you have to. Everybody, we'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.